For the past 2 weeks, we've been hearing about the hundreds of thousands of Lebanese forced to flee their homes because of Israel's military offensive. Tonight, we hear about one family which escaped from the village of Shrifa, a few miles north of the Israeli border. Shrifa sits in Hezbollah heartland. It came under heavy Israeli attack in the opening days of the conflict. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Beirut.
Amid the tangled streets of the Basta neighborhood in central Beirut is a whitewashed four-story high school. The school is now home to more than 800 men, women, and children who fled the fighting in South Lebanon. The noise in this school is deafening. 21-year-old Zainab, who didn't want her last name used, is oblivious, or perhaps accustomed to, the din that surrounds her. She, her husband Mohammed, and their two young daughters, a 4-year-old and an 18-month-old baby, arrived here about 10 days ago from the village of Shrifa. With a pale scarf wrapped around her head, Zainab calmly explains what happened about 2 weeks ago when Israeli warplanes started bombing her village.
We were still sleeping. At 4 o'clock in the morning, we heard very loud bombs. The house shook. The children were screaming and they were scared. I told them, don't be afraid, it's just firecrackers.
Zainab's husband, 23-year-old Mohammed, says he ran out the front door of their house to see what the bombs were hitting.
The three houses around us were all destroyed. Our neighbor's house was on fire. Everyone was still inside, but they were dead.
Mohammed says he ran down his road and saw there was even more destruction, and the bombs were still coming down. Zainab's close friend telephoned her, saying her house had been hit. She couldn't get to her children, a 7-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl.
She was asking help to rescue her children. They did. But by the time they got them to the hospital, they had died of internal bleeding. Her husband had also died. I was talking to her on the phone when another bomb hit the house and she died.
Zainab packed whatever she could, and she, her children, a cousin and others got a taxi and headed to Beirut. Mohammed stayed behind. He thought the Israeli air attacks would not last long. The day after his wife and children fled, their house was hit by a bomb, reducing half of it to rubble. It was time to get out. Mohammed and several of his friends drove away from the village, dodging more bombs along the roadway. He remembers looking back at Shrifa.
I can't describe it. It was too horrible. The village, there's no houses. The people are under the rubble. If they just hit Hezbollah, the people in the village would have said, okay, it's something between Israel and Hezbollah, but they didn't. They hit every house belonging to civilians.
Mohammed said he saw cars along the way that had been hit by bombs. Families inside were dead. Some abandoned children were along the highway. They picked them up and handed them to the Lebanese military. Mohammed made it to Beirut's southern suburbs, where he rejoined his family. When Israel started bombing that area, they moved to the high school in the center of the city. Now, Mohammed and Zainab's days are a mix of keeping children fed and occupied and wondering about the future. Food, water, medicine, and doctors at the school are being organized by local Hezbollah leaders. The school is bursting with people. There are about 30 to a room. Others sleep in the courtyard on foam mats. Mohammed is deeply unhappy with the situation.
It's very humiliating, but at least we have shelter, food, and water. But later, what are we going to do for the kids? We had the house. It's no longer there. How long will it take to rebuild?
Zainab knows they will be able to go back home sometime.
Once there's peace in Lebanon, then you can rebuild. Whatever has been destroyed can be rebuilt. What's important is that you don't lose the people you love. I've lost all my neighbors. They're all dead.
Zainab shrugs and says if you live in South Lebanon, you get used to being a target. But the bombing of his village and his home has had a profound effect on Mohammed.
Before, we weren't part of the resistance. We weren't necessarily Hezbollah. We were willing to sign peace with Israel so that everyone can have peace. We were neutral. But after what we've seen from Israel and its war in Lebanon, next chance we get, we're going to fight.
Mohammed slowly shakes his head, grabs his young daughter's hand, and wanders off to join his friends. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.